Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
See, I love him on the show. It's 104.3 Jam, Chicago's number one for throwback. So I was on Facebook yesterday, and everybody is going Kamala Harris crazy. You got people that love Kamala Harris. You got people that don't think it's a good idea that Kamala Harris is going to be the vice presidential candidate for president in 2020 coming November when the election comes. And I was just on there like, I don't know what's going on with people. She's not the right person, this, that, and the third. And I was like, Jen, when have we ever in the history of the United States voted for a perfect candidate? There's nobody out there that's perfect.
Exactly. And I saw you post on Instagram yesterday. I could tell that the hate that Kamala Harris was getting kind of got to you, because you wrote on, there's no such thing as perfect candidate, but how about we vote for someone that's for equality and inclusiveness? And I appreciate you posting something like that, because I was
I posted that on Facebook yesterday, because everybody out here is acting like she's that the person that needs to be running for president or for vice president has to be a perfect person. If former Vice President Joe Biden introduced Kamala as his running mate yesterday at an event in Wilmington, Delaware. Yeah. So I want y'all to check out what Kamala had to say.
The civil rights struggle is nothing new to Joe. It's why he got into public service. It's why he helped reauthorize the Voting Rights Act and restore unemployment discrimination and employment discrimination laws. And today, he takes his place in the ongoing story of America's march toward equality and justice as the only who has served alongside the first Black president and has chosen the first Black woman as his running mate.
I think that was very powerful, what she had to say yesterday.
That gave me chills, Ed. She spoke so eloquently on that. A lot more eloquent than what Trump had to say about her being Biden's VP.
So he called Joe Biden's running mate an unusual pick, because, he's trying to straddle the fence a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then he started talking about, he was talking to reporters that Kamala was, her and Joe went back and forth during the Democratic primary race. And this is what President Trump had to say about that.
There was nobody more insulting to Biden than she was. She said horrible things about him. And she mocked him, openly mocked him. That's why I thought that was a very risky pick, because I'm sure that'll be played back.
Sometimes I don't really know if President Trump thinks before he speaks.
Doesn't he sound like a third grader on the playground? Ooh, how are you guys best friends? I remember when she said something about you back in the day.
Like, I remember when a lot of people had something to say about you back in the day before you got elected in the first place. So, you don't take that kind of stuff to heart. There's differences of opinion. There's differences in ideology on how to run this country. Just blatant, not disrespect, but differences clear across the board. But when you come together for one common cause, you put all those differences to the side and you just do what you need to do, because we do need a change. And in my opinion, and I think it's time for a change in the presidency of the United States and the vice presidency. And I think Kamala Harris is a good pick, and I think she will energize this country to a point that we really need to be energized, because 2020 has not been good to us.
It really
everybody
hasn't. No,
every American.
It got me fired up seeing her speak about being on the VP ballot, because she's so energetic, like you said, and she's young. Isn't it nice to see a young person out there talking? I mean, someone that looks like you. I saw a news article that said the majority of the population in the United States are now millennials, and that's it.
Good.
I personally need someone that kind of looks more like me.
And I just I hope that people get over themselves and stop thinking that there's a perfect candidate out there and go vote with your heart and your mind, the person that you think is going to do the best job for you. It's the Ed Lover Morning Show. It's 104.3 Jams.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.